Well, we are here from the Defeat the Great Reset event hosted by Turning Point USA. Joining me now, Alex Marlowe, Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief. Thank you so much for joining me.
Really good to be on Real America's Voice.
So you had a great speech this morning. You talked a lot about what's going on with the World Economic Forum, the whole plan. But you also are marketing for and really helping to promote the new film, My Son Hunter. Tell us just briefly about it, and then we'll get back on to the Great Reset.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we are so excited at Breitbart. We've always wanted to get into the entertainment business. And Robert Davi and a couple of producers named Phelan McAleer and Ann McElhaney, who have something called the Unreported Story Society, they put together this amazing movie. It looks like a true Hollywood production. It stars Lawrence Fox, who's from a famed theater background, Gina Carano, who everyone knows, a guy named John James, who was a star of Dynasty for decades. I mean, it is such a great production. And when we had the opportunity to distribute it, we could not resist. So mysonhunter.com, it's already a blockbuster, thanks to a lot of people in this audience, I'm sure. And if anyone hasn't seen it, I highly encourage you to. It's so much fun.
What kickback have you gotten from that? From putting that out?
A lot, as you can imagine, but we love it. I savor it. I've been editor-in-chief of Breitbart for a long time. I've worked at Breitbart my whole adult life. So it's fun for us. Some of the trolls cut to the quick more than others, but the vast majority of them are just frustrated that we're on their turf, and we're very comfortable with that. We always have been. So it's a blast for us. We laugh along with any bad reviews, but the reviews have largely been really good. It's a very positive score on IMDb, and even in the establishment media, a lot of them are begrudgingly saying, this is pretty good, this is entertaining, and that's so fun for us.
Well, it's super important that you have it out there. Now, speaking about this event, it's all about exposing what's going on with the World Economic Forum, the 2030 agenda. Tell me just a few things that you'd like to share that you spoke about this morning.
Sure. It's. I think when we're talking about the Great Reset, we're talking about a tyranny of the elite, a technocratic state where the experts start taking over and they start telling you what to do with your life. And they did use the coronavirus, I think, largely as sort of a test drive for what they could pull off and how much control they could have over us and how much we would consent to. And I think they've got a different plan for every socioeconomic class. I think they're trying to distract the poor with high-tech, cheap stuff, and then send them a bag of cash every once in a while. The middle class are trying to crush with high prices. Everything they advocate is inflationary, and that crushes the middle class, energy prices in particular. And with the elite, they're trying to win them over by baiting them with conferences in ski resorts, with celebrities, and assuring them that you will become richer and powerful if you do what the cool people are doing, which is this. They've got it really mapped out. And if they succeed, what they're going to do, it's going to be the end of ownership. It's going to be a huge a super state. It could have a Chinese social credit score system that's operating worldwide. And freedom and the power of the individual is going to be eroded across the world. It's a massive threat, and it's well underway. We're not winning this battle as of now.
So, Alex, you mentioned about the World Economic Forum being influencers this morning. Tell me a little bit about that and just expound on that topic.
Yeah, I was there's a lot of young people in the audience, and they're familiar with, you know, how to meme and how to post a thirst trap. Don't look that up, or maybe you should. And I realize what Davos does, they have no power. The World Economic Forum has no actual power. What they have is the ability to change hearts and minds with persuasion. And how do they persuade? They get elite people. They get people who have private planes and private yachts and have powerful titles and have lots of access to money. And they convince you that they're all in on this thing, which is to reset the economy with ESG, which is making everything woke, prioritizing all the climate change initiatives. And what it ultimately is going to do is make energy incredibly expensive, crush the middle class, crush the lower classes, and give them more wealth and power. They're totally intoxicated on their own wealth and power, but they are still winning converts with this influencer strategy. It's just a different way of looking at it.
Yeah. Alex, you've got a lot to share. Great content on your podcast. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure. I'm on SiriusXM every morning, 6 to 9 a.m., Breitbart News Daily, and on podcast, Breitbart News Daily Podcast, wherever you get those. And I have a book out, Breaking the News, everyone should check out. But Breitbart.com and MySonHunter.com are the best ways to support me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you.
Thank you.